Chapter 23. Jack had landed in Los Angeles early Thursday morning, and as soon as the jet touched down, he knew Sabina was near. He couldn't tell where, and he didn't really know how he knew it, but his gut feeling told him she was in the city. Somewhere. He traveled straight to the SIS offices in downtown L.A. It was a small and discreet building deep in the heart of the city center, pinned between the Pasadena and Santa Ana freeways. And you could almost walk past it without even noticing it was there, unless you knew otherwise. Jack was met at the front by a CIA agent who took him inside and showed him upstairs. But no sooner had he stepped inside the building than his cell phone began to ring. It was Don at CIA Langley. "Hey, Jack, it's Don. Have you got to L.A. yet?" "Yeah, about half an hour ago, Don." "Good, good." Don spoke for a moment as if he was in charge of the whole operation, but he hadn't intended any insubordination. Rather, he was overcome with urgency and was trying to help. "Listen up. We hit the TMI offices in New York this morning and turned up all kinds of stuff I think you're going to want to hear." Jack's ears pricked up suddenly. "Now, there wasn't much. As you suspected, this woman has covered her tracks well, and there's not much left to go on. But we can confirm that she was in Boston last Friday. But get this, Jack. You were right. She was headed to Washington and Miami and then on to L.A. "I goddamn knew it," Jack fumed. "Now, we don't have any firm dates, but she only got there yesterday, so I reckon she could still be in the city, Jack." Jack knew she was still in the city, somewhere among the sprawling freeways and streets, but he didn't know how to get to her. "Her photo has been sent to all the airports on the West Coast from San Diego right up to Seattle," Don continued. "And the Bank of America has notified all of its branches to be on the lookout for a single female trying to rent a safety deposit box. We just have to hope that she hasn't been there already and that we can catch her." Jack listened to the details that Don was relaying to him, but although he didn't say it, he didn't expect to catch Sabina that way. She was too smart and too far ahead in the game, and there was no way she'd be caught so easily. She would have planned for all eventualities, and she would have known exactly what she was doing. Although the raid had confirmed what they had suspected, it had done little more than that, just confirming what they already knew. But what Don went on to say turned the tables completely around. "Now, Jack, there is one thing. One of the employees you mentioned, Helen Page, she was taken in for questioning. The stupid woman had no idea what she's involved in and tried to mess us around, pleading the fifth and saying nothing to try to defend this Sabina of yours. But she's opened up and has handed over a file detailing certain aspects of this business trip that Sabina is on, as she calls it. She started to realize that this Miss Talib, whom she seems to hold in such high regard, is not exactly the woman she seemed to think she was. Now, this file, it has the names of certain companies that Sabina was supposedly visiting on her trip. We haven't gotten in touch with any of these yet. We needed to contact you first. And we don't even know if she's been to any of them, or whether she even intends to. But we have checked them out, Jack. They all exist, and they all seem to be above board. What do you think?"